October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's a time police and advocates have set aside to highlight how common intimate partner violence is and encourage people to seek help. It's acutely problematic in Fresno County, where authorities receive a surprisingly high number of calls reporting domestic violence. That left our news team wondering why. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess and Carrie Klein set out to find the answer, but came away with more questions.
Domestic violence is a huge problem across California, especially in the Central Valley. In 2014, Fresno County alone received more than 6,000 911 calls reporting domestic abuse. That's why the Fresno County District Attorney's Office has made prosecuting it one of its top priorities. Assistant DA Steve Wright, who oversees his office's domestic violence unit, says it has broad ripple effects that can have far-reaching consequences.
The abuse is affecting not only themselves, but their family and their friends. You know, it's devastating on young children to see this type of abuse in the household.
The DA has also partnered with police to find abusers and local nonprofits to help victims.
So why are we talking about Fresno County specifically? It's because it looks like abuse is a bigger problem here than in the rest of the state. Per capita in Fresno County, that call rate reporting domestic violence is 63% higher than the state average.
This jumped out at us. Why are the numbers so high? Is Fresno County really that much more violent than the rest of the state? Wright doesn't know the answer to either question, but he says understanding the root problem is a priority. It could mean they're better able to help victims.
I think the why matters in that if we know why our rates are so high, we can try and do something to prevent those additional victims being victimized. If we know what's causing the high rate, we can do something about it and prevent future victims.
The assistant DA may not know the reason, but we assumed someone would, so we set out for answers.
We began with one of Fresno County's most respected organizations that addresses domestic violence, the Marjorie Mason Center. It's a nonprofit that offers emergency shelters, counseling, and other services for victims of domestic abuse. Executive Director Nicole Linder offers up one theory for why the numbers are so high in Fresno County.
It doesn't explain the behavior, nor does it condone it, but things like substance abuse and poverty, which obviously are huge issues to Fresno County, highly escalate levels of domestic violence.
Steve Wright seconded that opinion. But here's the problem with pinning high rates of domestic violence on poverty, unemployment, and substance abuse. Those factors are not appreciably higher in Fresno County than in neighboring counties. But our call rate reporting abuse is. The call rate per capita is 18% higher than Kern County, 60% higher than Kings County, and almost three times the rate of Madera County. We knew there had to be more.
We heard another theory when we ventured out of the city of Fresno. We visited a community service center in Huron, a small town on the southwestern edge of Fresno County. It's run by Jean Marie Karras McManus. She agrees that economics play a role in the county's high call rate, but she thinks geography is a major factor too. Fresno County is huge, so help may be far away. A victim in a tough spot might have a difficult time escaping, leading to repeat 911 calls.
We're 65 miles from Fresno, and people here don't have transportation. So if somebody is in a domestic violence situation, they don't want to go to the Marjorie Mason Center. There's nothing wrong with the Marjorie Mason Center. And we will refer people there, but almost nobody ever goes.
This underscores a real problem, but it's not what's driving the county's numbers up. Call rates from the cities of Fresno and Clovis are still significantly higher than the county average, so there's no way rural calls are swinging the data.
There is one more perspective we ran into, that there isn't significantly more domestic violence in Fresno County than in neighboring counties. It just gets reported more, in part because prosecutors and police have focused extra resources on it. We heard that theory from Fresno County Sheriff's Sergeant Jeff Kurtzen. He says if domestic violence victims, their neighbors, friends, and family members think they can get help from calling police, perhaps they'll be more likely to call.
Maybe we just have a higher level of reporting based upon the high level of training that we give, our advocacy program, and the partners we have with the Marjorie Mason Center, and the strong working connection of law enforcement and our victim advocates.
That's hard to prove, but he wasn't the only one to put forward that hypothesis. Jackie Marroquin of the California Partnership to End Domestic Violence agrees that strong, visible support systems are important in showing victims that help is available.
They've really developed some roots in the community. The community knows about them. They might not know all the things they do, but they might know that there's a place that you can call if this is happening to you and they can help you. And sometimes that's all that someone needs in order to make that call.
She also mentions a word of caution. We should be careful, assuming poverty is one of the fundamental drivers of domestic abuse.
Domestic violence occurs in all socioeconomic groups, and I think the difference here is, again, access to support.
She says the reason domestic violence may seem correlated with poverty is that that's what shows up more on the radar. Wealthier victims are more likely to have the means to get themselves out of abusive situations. It's poorer people who are more likely to seek services and end up in the statistics. Plus, abuse can take many forms in addition to physical violence.
And for the multitude of guesses we ran across, the reality is that domestic violence is probably even more common than these data show. The Department of Justice estimates that only a third of incidents get reported, meaning the real rate of domestic violence in the Central Valley might be even higher. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.
And I'm Carrie Klein.